Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Heart bringing us back. That's Ann Wilson. Nancy on the guitar, her sister. Thanks for being part of our day. I'm Jim Blasingame, broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. And I'm up here just for the day, just to do a little business, going back, be back to our regular environs tomorrow. You know, I never use the word normal around here. There's nothing normal about what we do. Thanks for hanging out with me. While I'm in Washington, I thought I'd take a moment of the show to, since I'm so near to President Obama, I thought I'd take a moment and just, I know he listens. I know he listens all the time. And we appreciate that, sir. We're glad you're with us. I've got some things I'd like to say. I know you're getting ready for your speech tonight. I know you're getting ready for your job speech tonight. And I want to congratulate you on taking the time and on realizing that, you know, this is a big deal. This is an important thing for you. But I really want you to get off on the wrong foot. And I mean this sincerely. I'm being as sincere and as I can be. I really want you to be successful tonight because America needs this, sir. America needs, we need to create more jobs. We need to improve this economy. The world economy is really having a tough time right now. A lot of systemic problems, a lot of headwinds, a lot of things that you and I can't do anything about except one thing. We can make the U.S. economy strong. And when the U.S. economy is strong, it really floats a lot of boats in other parts of the world's economy. So you and I have, all of us, sir, you, President Obama, you have, and I have as a business owner, and all the other business owners out there, we have an obligation, we have a responsibility, and we have the ability to create a better economy for the United States, which then will help to create a better economy for the world. So your speech tonight is very important, and because I want a better world for me and for my children and for my grandchildren, I truly... Please believe me when I say I want you to be successful tonight. And therefore, I have some suggestions for you because I think you could use some help. I really do believe, with due respect, sir, I think you could use some help in the area of how to create jobs. And here are my ideas. First, I want to talk to you about what not to do. Please don't pick winners and losers. America doesn't need just green jobs. We need any kind of a job. And in the past, you picked winners and losers. You've liked green jobs. And I heard it day one. I started hearing this day one in your administration. You only liked two kinds of jobs, green jobs and union jobs. Sir, President Obama, we can't, there's nothing wrong with those two jobs. Great, I'll take those two. But we can't just like certain kinds of jobs. We have to like all jobs. And that means that the policies that you create, the things that you're going to propose tonight, need to not be focused on any particular sector, sector of worker or employee or employer. It needs to be focused on what can we do. Anybody who wants to create a job, we're gonna help you. We're gonna do what we can to help you. Now, how do you help these people? Well, sir, the government is not a good. Does not have a good track record of creating jobs. It never has, and as you've seen in your own administration, President Obama, it doesn't now. It's hard to argue the counterfactual. What would have happened if all the stimulus hadn't been spent? I'm not going to do that. All I will tell you is that we don't need more stimulus. We need the kind of policies that tell the marketplace that the government is not going to be in your way. The government is not going to hamper your ability to create jobs. We're going to create jobs, and if there's some that created that we don't like, we'll sort that out later. But right now, let's get people back to work. So, President Obama, don't pick winners and losers in any way, employers or employees. Don't get out of the way of small businesses. Now, you recently backed off on an environmental regulation. That's a good move. Those kinds of things. We need you to do that. That's a way of getting out of the way of business so we can create jobs. And then you can regulate that behavior if we need to later on. We can make changes. But right now, the biggest problem we have right now is we need to put people back to work so we can have more demand in the marketplace. Small business owners don't need more loans from banks. They need more customers coming in the door buying stuff. And the people who come in the door and buy stuff are people who have jobs. So, sir, this is my suggestion to you. Keep these things in mind. Please incorporate these kinds of ideas in your speech tonight. And if you do, it will help you go a long way towards being successful in your own presidency, but for the country, because we all know when America is strong, the world is stronger. And so hope you don't mind me offering you these suggestions, President Obama. Good luck tonight in your speech. I'll be listening. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, signing off from Washington, D.C. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.